ni sabulo bina kana turanga na marama thorbo na ngone lewa e na mataka ni singa dinai gods of on his end program. It's so wonderful to greet you once again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you this wonderful morning. And please, wherever you are, can you raise your right hand with me as we welcome the owner, the one that we worship this morning, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, three. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Once again, I take this time to welcome you, all the people, fathers, mothers, husband and wife, family, that you are tuning in from your television or from Facebook page.
Amen.
This wonderful morning, we greet you, Bulabinaka, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To the leaders of our nation, the Excellency, the President, and the family, the Honorable Prime Minister and the family, and all the ministers, all the cabinet ministers, and all the parliamentarians. This morning, if you are watching or if you watch later, we take this time to welcome you into this program, the God of our nation
program.
And also we take this time, every church members in every denomination, we take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the village or from urban centers, we take this time to welcome you. And also to different denomination head of the churches. And if you also watching this program and normally you send your appreciation, we take this time for tuning into this program. For New Methodist Christian Fellowship, we take this time all the foreign churches from UK, England, that means Wales and Scotland, and every zone that you are tuning today, we take this time to welcome you.
It's a Mission Sunday
today to the overseas church and also to the island church. We take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your commitment, loyalty, passion, and zeal for the things of God. So we welcome once again the all the foreign churches and also the island church.
Australia, New Zealand.
Australia and New Zealand, not forgetting you.
Vanuatu. We greet
Tonga.
You all the way from Fiji.
We thank you for tuning in this wonderful morning. And not forgetting those who, that you are very early this morning, before 8, you already tuning in.
Yes.
From Nakama and Sueni in Cuba, in Uto, Bread of Life Worship Center. It's a special welcome to you, because the first time you are tuning on to the Wallis, they just set up last 2 days. Yeah. So Talkalanga Situ Andrew was sending the pictures of people. For those of you that are members of the church, or those of you that will watch later, remember, Wallis platform is available, 250, you have a disc. So when you don't have a transmission, you don't need to. You can just go and buy 250 and that it's. You can watch on Wallis platform. So we take this time, every worship center and every zone. For the central, you have your, what we call the Healing Sunday, the last Sunday of this month. We also greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you for everybody that are actually tuning in this morning. More so for New Methodist Mission Sunday today for the foreign churches, as Gasele has welcomed you, as well as the island. We also would like to make a special mention to Auntie Wesley Gilmore, all the way from Newcastle, and also Auntie Mariah from Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I believe most of the zone in Australia and in Europe are meeting on Zoom, or having your service through Zoom meeting today. And for New Zealand, I believe you're all, are free to meet as a zone, and you are also tuning in this morning. Thank you to all the zone, all the Talangasi, and all the administrators that has allowed, prepared, and made it happen for you to be ready and sitting for the Mission Sunday service today. We came in the Vianiano, came to Menamukilao, Bambulani, we came to my Suva, Nakabakalibu, Nakabakarao, Namatakanikua, we came to my Matuku, Vakambulatikani, Vitilevo, Vinakamalevo, came to Vitoya,
Vivia, Wireless platform ni sa do tune in to my ni baka bidi na to my kero sa bikin da baki tugani ya malo baka lebo tune in to my we believe kero ba mbauta mataka ni sini ko na ngun waini ke na posa ni kero wa sei and non da baka to bat sa ganin do na ba ko ikin we kemu ni talanga na bulangi tiko na we worship center ke na we zone ke ni sa ganin lo ni lotu ya ni ani ni le tomani ran ani umeda disen we bali no tuza banga ni barong mai kina na torti kuno ngono bina ngo bina ka bagale bu na sem mai bina bole bu na makutu na mai lotu patake kenda ni ona sa zur kin tur bali lotu sa non to bali lotu to dok mal ni ngara bitu akina na ngone turango Jesu Kristo
amen
yeah we will go through
We will start with the Holy Communion today. Before we actually go through the process of Holy Communion, Angasele will be praying over a gift that was gifted to the program. And thank you to Talangase Tiko, EM Logistics, and Auntie Mariani and the family. Thank you to Kanda. Thank you now. Thank you, Christian. Thank you for this sitting to the program. And we'll ask Gaselewe just to commit whatever that you have seeded from this family. And all of us, please come in agreement, because this is going to be used for our God of Foundation program. Beginning from next Sunday. So we'll ask Gaselewe to commit it to the Lord.
The Bible says to honor the Lord with all your wealth.
Yeah.
So this is one thing that people, they normally buy things for God. Mm-hmm. Instrument, the tent, the cars, vehicle. But today is Holy Communion facilities. Lord, we commit these cups and
you.
Also the holders of the cups. And
yeah,
we thank you, Father, for the heart in the family. Taltalangastiko and Randin Taltalangase and all the children. We thank you, Father God, for of the seed into this program.
Thank you, Lord.
God of our nation, and normally we conduct Holy Communion
for
this sacrament duty. And we thank you, Father God, that you will open more doors. You will provide ways. You will make their barns in abundance and overflow. Thank you for blessing into their life.
Yes, Lord.
Because they are not doing it to the organization. They are not doing it to the leaders. They are doing it to you and your work. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. We bless all this in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for their barns and the fruitful abundance, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, we commit all these things. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. So once again, we take this time as we are getting ready to have our Holy Communion. And if you're sitting in a zone and worship center, or you're sitting as family, this is the most wonderful moment that we will eat bread together. And
also partake the wine.
Partake the wine.
Yeah.
And as Jesus said, this is the time that he reassured to the disciples that he will be always with them.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the situation that you're going through, our God is close to us than the clothes that we wear.
Yeah.
And wherever you are, in church, in your office, in your home, in your living room, in a hotel room, wherever you are, and you are ready to partake, and for those of you that are not partaking, but you are with us in spirit, we assure you, my friend, that the God that we serve, Emmanuel, is there with you.
Yes.
And whatever we commit this morning, I believe that God will commit it with us. Remember, the bread represents his body, and the wine represents his blood.
Holy Communion is the covenant. For those of you that are tuning in today for the first time, or those of you who do not believe in God, or for those of you who may not understand what we're doing today, we have started this during COVID-19 period. And for those of you that goes to New Methodist Christian Fellowship, you know, you don't need any explanation. You know exactly what we are doing this morning. I would like us, as we go towards our Holy Communion today, for you to make a covenant with God. You may be listening in. You don't need to be part of the church. You don't need to belong to this church. You just need to believe that there is God. Mm-hmm. You need to know that there is God who gives you the breath of life and gives you a good family. There is a greater God, you know, who is the creator of the whole universe. So as you're listening today, we can in the worship center can tune in to make in so we can the soccer which we have matter for male and matter missing of Nakaniko or Nakata and the Lakonan the Holy Communion Niko and approach the throne or Ikongole Mamo, Gole Mabana Nomuturanga and Nalo Bakambota can Nalo Miko Bakambota and Matilio, Nioquer, Ronnie the cover, anything for you. Na matakaniko on the Nakata and one and then I may the cover can on the Holy Communion, Kabakatiko Patikondon Pabakan and on Penny if you have a paper or a pen, you have a journal or you have a diary. And it's there with you. I need you to write down things that are there in your heart for him. You know, things that no one else can help you. Even your husband beside you or your wife beside you, no one else can help you. You know, the unthinkable things, the thing that you look and, you know, I don't know where to look. I don't know how to get it. But get that list and write it down. If you're not accessible to any pen and paper, I need you to bring it close to your heart and your mind for you to, you know, match up. Because you're standing in the presence of God at this moment. So we are going to be partaking of Holy Communion, and I need you to be ready with it. Our worship centers, you can get your people ready. And for those of you zones that are on Mission Sunday all over, meeting on Zoom, wherever you are from your home, I will need you to be ready with your Holy Communion this morning. And Holy Communion this morning, like what I said, you need to write, pen it with faith, and believe that this God can do exceedingly abundantly anything and everything that you've ever hope for you to believe that there is a God, because faith, you know, pleases God, and not only pleases God, but you need to believe that he exists. You need to believe that there is a God. You need to believe that there is another power out there by the name of Jesus that's going to, you know, give into your need and heal your sickness. You know, you may be sitting on a lot of things this morning. Yeah. It doesn't stop you, or your list doesn't stop where your need is. It can be sickness. It can be certain things, like what I said, the impossible. I need you, as we approach this Holy Communion, for you to believe, you know, believe in the unbelievable, for you to receive what you cannot believe. You know, you look and you cannot believe what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you receive the impossible. The things that you thought that will, you know, cannot happen. It will happen. In Jeremiah 32:27, he said, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? Oya na kaloni via sana kedenga. Na dawe singa ni rao via mo the kava. Ningona na munu we ni kini niko. Yiko mabaka bote ni nomu kalo kwe the kava na ka kedenga. In Luke 1:37, he said, that with him, nothing is impossible. With your God, nothing is impossible. Which means anything and everything he makes possible for you. But you need to meet him at the crossroad. You need to believe in him. You need to have faith in him. So whatever that you're standing on this morning, I will need us to come and approach the throne together, because you're approaching him on your terms, on your heart, on everything that you have within you. Like what I said, you can have your mortgage that is out there that you cannot pay, or you have your loan payments,
your work,
your children,
your education,
and you know, praying for your promotion in a workplace, or you have been released from a company and you're still looking out there for another opportunity to work, and maybe even your children, you haven't even gotten them ready to the way that you want them to be ready. Certain things that you lack, and you're sitting there that nobody else understood, and you don't know where else to look. This is your moment with your God. You need to start believing the unbelievable for you to receive the impossible today. And you need to raise your level of faith, believing in this God. Your mortgage, your payment, your loan, receive. You know, don't ever even bother to drain your energy by thinking, how is he going to do it? Allow God to do what he needs to do. You allow yourself to be ready where God can meet you today. So,
and the key is you approach the throne with faith.
Amen.
And when you come and have your Holy Communion, it is a time of supernatural, the supernatural of God.
Amen.
It's not a time that we just do the sacrament duty and that's it, just because the program of the church.
Yeah.
No, we are approaching the throne and the supernatural of God. What God can do, that's it. You are approaching this God, the supernatural that can happen to you. In the olden days, the Israelites, they approached the throne when there's a sacrifice on the altar. But our sacrifice is Jesus Christ, already done.
Amen.
It. So when we approach him this morning, he said, remember, the bread represents my body and the wine represents the blood. So he's on the altar right now. And that means you can boldly say, Abba, Father. Amen. So bring everything to Him.
Hallelujah.
Bring everything and believe that God will bless you. I will look after the bread and she will look after the wine. So let us eat together. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for this bread. Father. Represent your body.
Yes, Lord.
The things that happen to your body, allow us to go into supernatural realm. And we thank you, Father God, for this wonderful morning. Bless the bread as we partake together this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us partake together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. Open doors and opportunity.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father God, the promises, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. You come to give life, and life abundantly, because we believe the supernatural that we receive today. Hallelujah. And now, ready for the wine.
As you hold your wine with you, which is the reflection of his blood, for us to remember him by. So wherever you are standing or sitting, ona kiri kende menda na doa bata wana turanga nenda na mingunu bata na vika waka buliva kwa vika kende mendo na numa kina na nanandra na matani singa vina kanikuwa kwa kiro watse tiko na kaiko baka na numa iko laku dhuruma tiko na kaiko na numa sa seka nindu wana kene wali na mataka niko iko dhingoma na baka mbote ni numa kalo koro nye the kama aveke mwini na wani buli ni baka ronga tiko my some school children are actually a part of the program today is to sit there with your family singa mbeka ni tozoka na kai vale singa mbeka na kakane vale sona kai baka iko kai singa ni tozoka na mulako ibuli na mataka ni singa mbeka ni ko iko mwa baka mbauta se sona kai baka li ndre ndre viko iko ribuli sande nde iko ngelako ibuli baka iko struggle iko ribuli mataka ni ko iko baka mbauta ni nomu kalo koro ni the cup e sabi kenda simbiri tozoka na nonda uniform na nonda baba ni buli nonda bag na nonda ya ni buli iko mas na baka mbauta na mataka ni ko e so ibali iko ronga vetunga na vitala no adharu vibala tunga ona keita e singa ndo na talo vina ke ronge vale lebono ngona iko tangi lebono ngona esenga na kaka niko kanene bembong iko mwade na lale nikitem na nikoa iko bakamboto bona no mturang na to kwero ni viso taka na kake na baliti kenda. So for those of you that are tuning in from abroad, and if you're part of the program this morning, there are certain things that you have decided to do in your heart, and I believe through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I need you to come with us today, and let us come together and believe and receive that all those things can come to pass. So let us commit this wine. Father, we just commit the wine that is the reflection of your blood, oh Father. We commit it unto your good hands. Lord, you're going to breathe on it the breath of the living God. Allow this blood, oh Father, to cleanse us from the strength of our hair to the sole of our feet.
Yes,
allow
Lord.
The power of your blood, oh Father, to be our covenant keeping today. Allow the covenant of Father, keeping blood, O Lord Jesus, to bring to pass answers, O Father.
Yes, Lord.
Answers to all those prayers, O Lord Jesus. Tamangu sa masole kira, tu dhe kutu matamani na kalona, singa vina kanikuwa. Esa una kalona, nonra ndinao, esu meri somi. Esa una kalona, ndinao sa lewa, sa seka ni kilami na kaba adhaba. Tamangu sa masolaka vike mani na kalona, singa vina kanikuwa. Masolaka na kalona, na kendra, na menra. Lord, I just commit to your Father. The everyday living, the struggles that they face every day. Lord, I commit them unto your good hands, O Father. Lord, we decree and we receive, our Father, together today with them, that you're going to allow the power, Lord Jesus, you're going to breathe on this blood, oh Father, as we drink and partake, that you're going to be, you know, exceedingly and abundantly provided to every household. And we receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Let us partake. Lord, thank you. We come in agreement, we receive, we believe.
Receive.
All these things, oh Father, that we have, I stand in faith. Father, you've done it, and you will do it again. And we receive, oh Father, you've done it to our lives today, to the family, to the children, to the mothers, oh Father, that are going through a hard time at home, looking for food, to the fathers, oh Lord Jesus, trying to find work, oh Lord Jesus, to bring resources back to their family, to every household, to everyone who believe that you live, oh Lord. We just commit them to you today, that we receive, oh Father, whatever that they stood for today, whatever that they believe on, Father, today, whatever promises, oh Father, that they hang on to your word today, we receive them done, and we believe that it's done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. So wonderful. Remember, my friend, there's no mountain that is too high that you cannot climb. There is no valley that is too deep that you cannot go through.
Hallelujah.
There is no storm that is too strong that you can sail on. Because our God is a God can turn impossible to possible. And I believe that when we partake this morning, God is there.
Hallelujah.
In the island.
Yes.
In Vitilevu, in Vanualevu, in the western, in the eastern, in the central.
Globally.
Hallelujah. In Australia, in New Zealand, in England, in United States of America. I believe that our God is there with you and listening and waiting for you just to believe and receive.
Hallelujah.
Because faith is something that can draw the power of God into your
Hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
We draw the power of God through faith. We can know the word. We can talk about the word. We can study the word. But faith is the very thing that pull the God of possibility to become
Hallelujah.
Yours. It's the thing that materialize the supernatural to become natural. And that's why you can walk a supernatural person in the pandemic effects that
Hallelujah.
We are going through just because you're serving a living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, we have, you know, we've come with you so far until today. And I believe that most of you, since the program started, you were, you know, totally sitting on a totally different level of faith or with a concept that you had. But now, you know, you've joined us to believe that this God is the God of impossible.
Can do it.
That he can do anything and
can
everything.
Do it.
And then as you were sitting there, don't ever think and don't ever doubt this God. You need to believe. You need to have faith that he lives. You know, to believe that he's there. Like the very thing that you cannot see, you believe that he can bring it to pass. The very thing you look and you say to yourself, no, that cannot happen. You know, you need to believe that it can happen.
Can happen.
Through him. Because it says in Ephesians 3:20, he says, according to his word, now to him who works, you know, who works exceedingly and give you exceedingly, immeasurably, the things that he can allow to you, not only to you, the things that you cannot imagine, the things that you, you know, more than what you want, more than you can imagine, according to the power that he has given you. Which means that God has given you as the believer and us as believers, God has given us the power and the authority, his work within you for you to receive and believe that you can receive anything that is exceedingly beyond your imagination.
And that is something that the world cannot explain.
No.
The world cannot explain, and sometimes it's foolish to them.
Yes.
The Bible says the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to those that don't believe. But to us, it is the power of God.
Yes.
And it brings salvation to those that believe.
Yeah, because you can't explain faith. You can't explain, you know, on how you can achieve that. For you to explain it in monetary value or to put a value to the faith that you have.
Yes.
And to bring that to pass. So in the secular world, like what I said, you need to find out. You need to have faith and say, you know, or to believe. Oh, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, because of that money, that's why they get that. But for faith, it's totally different. It's inexplainable. How can you explain to somebody if somebody meets you and then bring, you know, like come and give you $10,000 or give you $20,000?
How can you explain?
You know?
How can you explain?
Yeah, it's very hard to explain. And sometimes it makes people, you know, say things that, oh, you know, they're serving other things, they're doing other things. No, it's not a matter of serving any other thing. It's a matter of believing that this God can do it for you.
How
he can do it to anybody who believes.
How can you explain the 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000 men?
Yeah.
You cannot explain. That's belief. Jesus said, tell them to sit in 50s. Mm. That's it. And divide the bread. The bread multiply from the hand of the disciple. So the hands of the disciple, because they believe, then God used that hand. And God is using your hand.
And using your hand.
And can use your hand. If you believe.
Yes.
Only if you believe.
Whatever little that you have, you need to believe. You need to have faith that this God can do anything with the little things that you have in your hand.
And that's why you need that extra level of faith.
Yes.
We call it crazy faith. Hallelujah. It's so crazy to leave your job and come and work for the Lord. Hallelujah. How can you explain that? How can you pay the bill? How can you live for tomorrow?
Amen.
How can you put the food on the table? Well, it takes crazy faith. When God said to Abraham, Abraham, get out of your nation, leave your people,
Hallelujah.
And leave your father's house. Go to a place that I will show you. Hallelujah. How can you explain that? I mean, they were living good, hallelujah, in Haran, and that is Turkey today. And God bless him till today because he believed.
Hallelujah.
That's why they call him the father of faith.
Amen.
How can you believe that a God will meet you in a desert?
Hallelujah.
When you live a good life, you live a life that is provided. Your father, your grandfather worked so much for you.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, Abraham, get out of your nation. Leave. Lakotani, biuta na numubanua, biutira na wekamu. Lakokinandurubanua, mungarabiokina.
Hallelujah.
And he takes faith for 25 years. And he was 99 when his son Isaac came. And that's another story. But I tell you, what we are trying to say this morning, your level of faith need to rise to another level.
Yes.
Your level of faith.
And most of you tuning in today, you already believe in God. You know that there is a God. You know that you are attending a church. You belong to a denomination. You're already halfway there. But you just need to, re-look at yourself, check your heart. Your heart has to be good. You know, one thing that automatically calls blessing into your life,
good
calls
heart.
Provision into your home, answer your prayer even before you say it. And just by thinking about it, and God answers that prayer, that goes back to your good heart. So wherever you're sitting, we don't icon dabi chukikina, a chuck tak mitang na lomu, buki biko samu, kanga biko dabi chukia samu, vina chuk na lomu via,
alore, alosia,
alominaka,
hallelujah.
But on the ready can the nito cake and the canal on the Pacay Sanga Sajin Dovina, can the Tamatello that up, can the Roni Lotu ear, can the Roni Masu, can the Roni Lolo, in a lot of the Bacando, can Rendretico maybe not. You need to have a good heart. How do I, get a good heart? Or how do I get myself to have a good heart? You need to come before God and ask God to help you with that. Like when you look at your enemies, say their names and pray to God to bless them. Only then you'll know you have a good heart. Because when you look at other people around you, you can say it out if you don't like anything and you embrace them because your heart is clear and your heart is ready to receive what God has for you. So just the condition of your heart calls blessing to your life. And not only that, the condition of your heart, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like what I said, we are all believing in God. We are praying to God. But most of us, we are very, easily offended and little things that we don't like. And it's sort of like cloud your heart. You need to clear your heart. Unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jealousies.
The people wrong to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't mean it. And if you're not clearing that, hallelujah, and that is something that becomes a barrier,
obstacle
for the blessings of God to come over into your life.
Amen.
So that's why it's very, very important. Clear your heart.
Hallelujah.
So it's achievable, my friend.
Yeah.
We are standing this morning in agreement as husband and wife to agree with you that you can receive it.
Yes.
You can receive it. You just need to believe in God.
Believe, yeah.
You need to trust in God. Maybe the circumstances, the things that you are seeing, does not tell you with the things that you need. You need to look at God. Don't look at the problem.
Yeah, you need to look at God.
You need to look at God. See, David was not looking at Goliath. He was looking at his God. I mean, everybody was looking at Goliath. Oh, what a man. I mean, he was standing nearly 10 feet. But David was not looking at him. He was looking at his God. You come to me with all those things, the spear, you have your sword, you have everything. But I come to you. In the name of my God. Today, I will kill you. Today, I will cut off your head from your body. So whatever giants that is facing you today, no job, not enough money, lack of finance, a problem, sickness, all kinds of sickness, those are the giants that you are facing. Don't look at the giants. There are too many. You look at your God.
Hallelujah.
Because your God is supernatural. Your God is powerful. There's nothing that he cannot do.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I am the God of all mankind. Is anything that is too difficult for
Amen.
Me to do?
So you need to have a good heart. You need to believe in your God. And you need to write and pen it with faith. I used to teach the church about writing, whatever that you're standing on God with, whatever that you desire. It can be the normal writing of your home. It can be the normal food on the table daily. I write it down. When you pen it, when you write it, you're actually telling God, I'm deadly serious.
I'm serious.
I'm really serious.
I believe in you.
So you need to write it down. And, you may be like last Monday, I was teaching on the leaders training for New Methodists.
there are certain bills that is due every month. It can be your rent, it can be payments for your car, it can be certain things, you know, like the generic bills that comes to you every month. So start writing down all those envelopes, empty though. Write down, label them, and have them somewhere. And every time you come to the Lord in prayer, every day, in the morning or in the night before you go to sleep, say, Lord, fill those envelopes up. I believe that you're going to do that for me. I believe that you're going to do that for me. And that's faith, because you know that you don't know how God is going to do it. You don't want to know how he's going to do it, but you believe. Amen. And you have faith. Hallelujah. You need to take that step forward. You don't just say, oh, God knows what I need. I mean, he creates me. He can read my mind. He knows exactly what I'm sitting on. But you need to write it down to tell him or to show him that you are deadly serious. You know, Lord, I need this. I'm waiting on this one. I'll just bring, just an example to what we were doing here at my TV. We have these miracles to happen that happens every Wednesday. And every Saturday that we invite church leaders from other denominations that come in and pray for our nation or pray for the people that actually call in and look after that program for us. And it's like a one-hour program. So when that initially started, we decided to gift them with an envelope of $200 and three chicken. It's like in Fijian, it's like Itali. The Italian now, you know, meaning like they've come to do something. They've come to do something for God and through this platform. So we cannot allow them to go without saying thank you. So it's like a thank you to them. And we decided to do that since the program started. And it's just amazing how God has been.
Hallelujah.
Working. And when it started, we used to take it out from our till and, kept on going. And I used to tell the ladies in the office for Lou and Night, and I said, I'm waiting on the day that this program will run on its own, which means that it's not going to use the money from the church. It's not going to use any money that's going to be here. It's going to run on its own. How that's possible, I believe. You know, I'm sharing this because you'll also, you know, have your own list.
Hallelujah.
It can be different from mine. I'm sharing this, you know, on this platform. And last week, the week after, I came in and I told the ladies, Auntie Louisa, look after that Lord Jesus for us. So I turned to her and I said, get the roster and write the envelope and leave the envelope in the till. It may sound
crazy.
Look crazy, but that's crazy. You need to be crazy. And then write it down. And on that particular Thursday, I was still in my office. No, it was on a Friday afternoon. Then I had Jack from our finance division. Walked in, and then he actually placed a coin bag on my table. I looked at him, and I said, where's this money from? And then he said, no, I was just being told to pick it up and drop it off with you. So I look at the wool remit on the Empire Star receipt. It had $505. And without the cake to do the program, to buy the chicken, and also the 200 envelope each, it comes to $502. Plus the cake is $542, which the cake has already been paid for. Who would have ever known that the cake has already been paid for? Only God will do that. So he placed the envelope, the coin bag, and because he couldn't tell me what is it for, so I vibed his EM and asked, this money, what is it for? For fuel or for something? And then she said, no, this is little girl. Thank you, Susanna. Thank you, Susanna Faith. Her name is Susanna Faith Remek, all the way from Griffiths in Australia. Thank you. And then she said, Susanna and her mom send that money across for the miracles to happen or for the Talinivu now on Saturday. And I came out and asked her, Lou, where's those two envelopes empty? We have written the envelope in the week. God provided on Friday.
Hallelujah.
Miracles to happen is on Saturday.
It was an empty envelope.
Empty envelope. So it filled up the $200. It bought the chicken and the cake, and then it was normal. But you know, the miraculous thing that happened on that particular Saturday, we've had this program, way back, weeks back. Out of all those Saturdays, this particular one, the pastor who was rostered to actually be part of the program or to co-host the show, he came in. I wasn't here. I was not feeling well. I was at home. And then I saw the update later. One of those rostered pastors from a different denomination, on his way out, he said, thank you, Auntie Teresa. Thank you to the Lombendan family. Thank you so much. So Pastor Dan came and gave their offering, their family offering. He said he has been reminded by his wife to drop the family offering as they see to my TV. And you know how much it was? It was $2,000. So we filled the envelope for $200, believing. But God worked, you know, further than that. And not only that, he's actually telling us, I'm going to look after the program.
Hallelujah.
The other days is going to come. So that actually took us until the next Wednesday. And it's still there. By yesterday, we were in the office on Saturday, on Friday. I was sitting in the office on Friday, and then I was telling the ladies, okay, tomorrow we were talking about the miracles to happen. But one thing God did this particular week, I took the ladies out on Wednesday morning before the fasting program started. I took them out for breakfast, and we were having breakfast, and then I looked at my money and said, okay, I have some little money that I can go and buy biscuit or something for, you know, the stock for my TV. So I told the ladies, we'll go and get some stuff for the office. So we came and we did a little bit of shopping. One of them came back earlier. And by the time we reached the cashier, and just when we were leaving, I only had $10 left. And that $10 left, the Lord burdened me to look to the cashier. And the lady who was, thank you, helping us packing, to bless them with. So that was the last of my money. And we came back to the office, sat in my office, and Melinda came. We were having our meeting. And I saw Louis popping in every now and then. Soon after that, she came in and she said, this is a couple who came and they were wanting to see you, but you were in a meeting. And she had an envelope with her. And then she said, they wanted to see you, but they gave this envelope. When I look at the envelope, it was written at the top, $2,000. And thank you, Ngase Rosero and Auntie Ili. And I called the lady because the number, there was a telephone number in the envelope. And I said, thank you so much. You know, like even on the brink of having nothing and spending everything, God still worked, you know, towards other things that you might haven't even thought on how to look after. So I'm sharing these things with you that you need to be serious, to write it down.
Hallelujah.
And believe. It can be, you know, the money is insignificant. The amount, maybe you may be saying, oh, it's only $10, only $20, only $50 bill, or the electricity is only $100. No matter what the amount, write them down in blank envelopes because you're penning it with faith and you commit it to the Lord. You'll be amazed and you'll be surprised.
Hallelujah.
How God does it. Don't bother to think how God is going to do it, because that's his job. Leave him to do his. All you need to do is believe and have faith that he can do it.
And I believe those two thousand, which is 4,000, it came because of your faith.
Yes,
yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah,
you
it
have
came
that
before
faith.
Your
yeah.
faith. And just to clarify, because a lot of people will be watching, when we have two senior pastors, for those of you that watch, miracles do happen. When somebody sit on my right and somebody sit on my left, that means three chicken this side, three chicken this side, $200 this side and $200 this side. That's for the Talibu now on one day. So you have about 12 chicken on 1 week.
1 week.
12 chicken. And that means about $800. $200, $200, $400 on Wednesday and $400 on Saturday. I'm just saying, trying to share this in detail, just like it's written in the Bible, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It's written for you when you do your arithmetic. You will come to a place that you, even your mind cannot calculate.
Hallelujah.
That. Even your physical thinking, your wisdom and your knowledge cannot comprehend what God can do. That's why the Holy Spirit revealed to me that some people that you are watching, you take the worshiping of God very lightly.
Amen.
You need to take it very seriously, because this God is just too serious.
He can do exceedingly anything for
yes.
you.
Yes, he's very too serious. I remember when she was talking about, write it down, Elijah, our son, our youngest child, he wrote down 4x4 when he was in class two. He wrote down 4x4. Hallelujah. He wrote down 4x4.
We were planning to buy our first vehicle?
Yeah.
First vehicle. And
because
then,
our car was very small.
Small. Yeah. And we had our old car that was very small.
Yes.
So we were looking
Hyundai
for something big
XM.
Because we had 4 children. And we used to have this service at the Toka Toka Resort before. That's way back in Nandi. And every time during the church service, we'll carry out the box. And it's a prayer box. And everybody are invited to write their list and take it to the box. And that happens every Sunday. And we were in the process of applying for the loan. I think it
yes.
was 3/4 done with BSP. And it was finalized on a different car, a totally different car. And it's amazing how God works. But for Elijah, every time he puts a piece of paper into the box, he will always write four by four. Because he'll always see the back of this car that has the cover of the tire at the back, and it's written there four times four, for the, you know, it's a four wheel. And he'll always write that. And I'll always speak to him. I didn't want to tell him, you know, we cannot afford that. I didn't want to be the voice of doubt. But I see that, and I just leave it. So whenever we are lining up, I check the list, and we're all lining up to put the piece of paper into the prayer box. And it's amazing. Before the loan was finalized, the loan officer all the way from Samabula called, and then she said, I know that you people apply for this car and everything, and it's all ready to go, but there is a four-wheel drive. If you want, I can organize the same thing too, because you are eligible for that.
Hallelujah.
I mean, how God works. We didn't even look for it or go out, you know, to get it, but he did it for us. And that four-wheel drive is still here. And that's still with Talaga Stakayawa all the way in Lambasa. And it's amazing how God does that. So for you to write, when Gasile was sharing, and then I just remembered, thank you to the Banove family all the way from England in Europe. Thank you. On that particular Wednesday, when we came back from that breakfast, after that $2,000 cash that was delivered, then I read on the Viber, Gaselevo posted on our family comms to say, to
a
share
family.
With us, a family, all the way from
all
England.
All the way from England.
Pastor Ba and Auntie Rossi, thank you to all the girls. Thank you very much for your sitting. And the message goes to say, this is your order number. Green Pasture, I believe, is the name of the company that will be delivering to you. And exactly on, I think it was on Thursday or Wednesday afternoon, number 15 chicken, was delivered to Lot 3, Sikolo Road in Lodala Beach Estate. And that six chicken, the only thing that we needed to do, marinate them and drop it off at the Hot Bread in
Raiwanga.
It cost me $3 each. So six chicken, there was a Tali Nivuna on Friday, only cost us $18. And even the chicken was seeded all the way from England. How that happened? I don't know how it happened.
From Sweden
Hallelujah.
To Fiji. From Fiji to Turek in Suba. Because of faith.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, faith is the substance.
Things hope for, the elements of things you cannot see.
The things that you cannot see, it's faith. They'll put it on your face. And people will see what you've been seeing because of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you go back to the four-wheel, after that four-wheel that we invest in because of Elijah's wish, after that, a rugby player bless us with a twin cap. And our friend bless us with another twin cap. Just a 4x4 by a young boy, so many years. In 2005, we start to receive. What God can do? We are sharing this because sometimes you doubt God. You go to church, but you doubt God.
You need to believe
Him. You need to believe that He exists because He is the rewarder. Reward does not mean that it's the same amount. No. The reward is the amount that is appropriate,
Amen.
Is fitting.
Hallelujah.
For your work and your faith. If your faith is big, the reward will be big.
Hallelujah.
If your faith is less, then the reward will be less.
Yo, kimi ni mo ni vamba to na klo. Ni mo na kimi ni vula kina like this morning. Gasile was praying over. Thank you to the Tiko family. You know, praying over what is seeded. So, you know, you may have something there with you, or through the Holy Spirit will burden you for you to seed. To sit to your church. If you belong to any denomination, I have no money, or I'm lacking this, I'm lacking that. No, don't look at yourself and begin to moan and groan of your situation. No, you say to yourself, no, I am gifted, I am talented, I am bold, I am, you know, I am able. You are able because God has given you the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that spirit of boldness within you, you need to look out and never stop giving. Look for opportunity where to sit. I used to teach New Methodist then, and it's still, you know, the message is still there. And look for things to be your activator. You can be praying for a job, praying for a promotion, or praying for something big that is out there in front of you, or looking at the impossible, you know, you're challenging yourself. That can happen. Well, if that can happen, if you want it so badly to happen,
look for activators.
Look for something that you can see it, that can activate the thing to come to you. Or look for, you know, there is two. One is activator. You actually planting or sitting and you're activating it for this thing to happen. The things that you cannot see, the things that you cannot believe can happen. And then there is another seed of sustainer seed. The sustaining seed is like, you give something to God or you seek to your church or to your denomination, wherever you belong to.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
It's his duty to look after you. As long as you do your part to come before God and tell God, I trust you with my giving. I trust you with my heart. I trust you with everything about me. Look, when this God look after you, nothing can ever stand before you and not to even stop you. No, because God is on your side and God is doing everything for you, because there's no limit to what you can get. There's no limit to what you can achieve. No, there's no limit. You know, people, we look, a lot of people, and I know you may be one of the ones who are listening in today. You begin to think,
they
have a lot of money.
Maybe a millionaire is looking after them.
No.
Maybe.
We serve a God that is alive.
Our God is greater than a millionaire.
Yes.
Our God is greater than any.
That's your God. He's your God.
That is a God that is available to you.
You need to believe in him.
Through Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father.
Hallelujah.
That Father is the sustainer and is the source of all our resources.
Yes.
When we seek him, we'll find him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because he is God.
Yes.
And I want to talk on that seeding part.
Okay.
Because that's what happened to the miracles to happen. I thank my wife for the big heart.
Hallelujah.
I used to have a small
Mamangi heart.
Mamangi heart. Yeah, that's a real name. Mamangi heart.
He's got a mingy heart.
Hallelujah. And I met this woman with a very big heart. So when we start, the miracles do happen. This is just one of the many, many, many testimonies of her giving. And she said, one person, normally two, one person to have three chicken and $200 as a talibu now. Hallelujah. And what we are hearing today, just because somebody have a seed and drop it to the ground. In the law of harvest, until that seed drop to the ground and dead, consider does not belong to you, then the plants will come.
Amen.
With fruits, with that fruit, 100,000 seed is available again.
Amen.
So we will continue to receive. We can't help it because our seed. We are blessing the people of God that are coming here.
Amen.
Some of them, they head churches. They have anointing. God called them,
Amen,
to start ministries.
Yeah, and we are blessed to
have them. Hallelujah. And we are so blessed. The opportunity for them to come here. And when they came here to come and pray for the nation, we will not allow them. We will not allow them to walk past.
Yes.
We will grab the opportunity.
Yeah,
last night I was reading about Abraham when he saw the visitors walking by. And he said, "You please come. Just have a rest. The sun is too hot." So he prepared cake, asked the family to
wife Sarah.
Sarah to prepare a cake and also a young tender meat for them. Hallelujah. Of course, he will receive blessing after blessing after blessing.
Amen.
It's after that. Then God told him, Abram, look to the sky.
Amen.
Your descendant will be like stars in the sky and will be like grain of sand.
It's encouragement to those of you that are tuning in this morning. Like what we've been sharing. Look out to your neighborhood. There are other families that are suffering.
The widows.
The widows, the orphans.
The orphans.
There are some family, they're separated, the parents, and they're on their own. Itungo requesto rambula tukwe sandara, erangandreba tu nambula. Na boboni kaka na mevale, e kaulaveira, mbala te the only food that they're eating. Say kolako bangwa, eso e dhaka tu yungoni sala, eso randambi tu yungoni sala, eso e nakaya tu wikenda kenda ronyi wa senda tikida, menda ronyi. Maybe we're seeking. So try and teach yourself to live a life of giving. Since this my TV started when we came in 2016, I believe, and that was way back in September 2016. I was burdened. My husband used to come and buy my lunch, and I used to be sitting down there, and we just started. We were on the downstairs office. And I think on the second day, I told him, no, don't buy my lunch. And he said, why? I said, I feel bad eating because the smell of the food, you can't stop it. And then the whole office sitting there. And I feel bad eating knowing that it's lunchtime. And even though it's lunchtime, everybody has got
supposed
their own.
Supposed to bring your lunch.
And I just felt that I cannot eat, considering that there are other people around. So from that day, then I asked him, if you're buying my lunch, then you have to buy the whole office lunch.
So I start buying everybody's lunch.
So it's like,
hallelujah.
When we started, it's like 13, 14, 16 staff. And at one time, well, now we've grown to 20, no, 30. I think my daughter has been doing 36 serves.
Yeah.
When New Methodist is not fasting. So it's 37 serves. So from 2016, now it's 2020. Not a day missed, except only for the weekend. We provide, we cook from home. And there can be Tali Nivo now, where he goes and preach, or people bring home. And we use the same food to cook and feed my TV. So we provide lunch to my TV
Monday to Friday.
From 2016 now to today, from Monday to Friday. So for us, it's an opportunity to seed. An opportunity to give, an opportunity to share. COVID or no COVID, you know, it doesn't change until today. Or if we have to fly overseas and
we'll
be out
sure
for
somebody.
1 week or 2 weeks, no, it doesn't change. Even if the whole family, I think last December, the whole family were in New Zealand for about two and a half weeks. It doesn't change anything. We'll have to find a way to get that meal to be here. So look for an opportunity out there for you to look out and to see it. I see Australia, I see New Zealand, and there's a lot of local zones. I've noticed that on the comms on how you people are going off your way to visit the poor and share the meals that you have. You know, it doesn't need to be something big, but something in your heart, and you know that God has blessed you with, and you look at another person and say, you know, I'm blessed, and I want you to be blessed as well. So it's no longer about the color, about the ethnic group. It's
about,
no longer about the race, no longer about the denomination.
Religion.
So don't just look out, we can New Methodist, no. Because the kingdom economics totally opposite. You need to share everything that you have. Kingdom economics, you are the last person. God comes first, others later, then you. You are the very last. Because when you do the first and you do the second, God look after you, which is the last point for you. And you need to believe that. You need to trust in that. So today, as we're coming to the end of the program, according to the minister we only left, I pray that you know you will find something in you for you to desire, that God can do anything and everything for you. And I just want to share one testimony, if I have to pull from the testimony that had happened before. I shared about the miracles to happen. That was just last week and this week. I'll share this particular one. We were in America. We went in December 2016. There was a cyclone. I can't really remember that cyclone. It was just a low depression. And we had a team of about 20-plus leaders that we took to Santa Rosa for that leaders' boot camp. And as we were going, we had this particular couple that I want to share, Talanga Singimboni, who's all the way in Israel at the moment, serving with the military, and then we have his dear wife. They were nurses in Vunindawa, right here in Itasiri. And we were going, you know, dribs and drabs. Whoever can get on the flight to go, because the flight sometimes was not going because of a strong wind. There was something happening in Fiji, and then either it was a cyclone or it was, you know, just a depression. And when we went, I actually, because Maggie was staying back, I was going with Asnate Antonio, who works with me. So I told Maggie, I said, Maggie, there is an operating cost for my TV and it's going to be due. Just hold it until I return. And when we went, and I told Maggie, if it's urgent, then you start paying the bill. I've got about $3,000 in that card for you to clear the bill. And we traveled. We went. When we were there in Santa Rosa, and I was calling, the only couple left was the Ngimboni couple. So I called and said, what's happening? And then they said, oh, the bridge, we can't cross over the bridge. We're really stuck here, flooded. And I said, how much money do you have? And they said, our tickets is good, but this place is late in releasing the fund for our tickets. And I said, okay, how much money do you have on you? Just go straight to headquarters, go and see Maggie and Chovesa. Chovesa was here then. Pass on whatever money that you have, and I need you to get on the flight. Find your way down to Nandi. Find your way down to Nandi. And I called Chovesa, I called Maggie, made all the arrangements. And I said to myself, Lord, I'm sitting on a need, but I believe that you will do this.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sharing this because I believe you're sitting on a need, but God is there to listen to you today. And it happened. They came and they flew across. That's another testimony. They came with just a three quarters and, you know, the only clothes that they have on their body. And on the final night of our leaders' boot camp in Santa Rosa, on that particular night, as I was standing at the altar, and I said, Lord, you know, I helped this couple to come all the way, and the experience that they are experiencing today, I will not be able to do that for them or no any other opportunity. This is the only time. But I'm returning, and we are flying back, you know, the day after tomorrow. You need to look after the bill back at home for me, because I've used the money that is there to help them to come across. I stood at the altar. We finished. He prayed, and everything was done. We came and sat. As soon as I came and sat down, and we were about to have a refreshment, thank you, Talanga Sisi Ronrondro. I have this Talanga Sisi. She came. She sat beside me. And then she said, Auntie Rai, I've been burdened by the Holy Spirit to give this to you, to help you with my TV. And I said, thank you. And I said, you know, nobody else knew what I was standing at the altar, but God knew. Nobody else, not even my husband. I didn't tell anybody, but only God knew. And she gave me that envelope. And after she left, when I went back to the hotel, and I opened that envelope, it had $5,000 USA. Yes. So that $5,000, when you change it, it comes to $10,000 Fijian. That actually meet the operating costs on that particular month as I return. So your need can be different from mine, but you need to believe, you need to receive. You need to look around and know that this God is there for you.
Hallelujah.
And don't ever lose hope. You'll be saying or telling us today, oh, we've prayed, we've served God for all this long. We can't seem to see anything. No, try him again. And I need you to try him again. And I need you to refresh your love for him. I need you to believe in him again.
Oh,
believe in him
do
once more today. So as we come to the end of the program, I will just pray with us today.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just commit, oh Father,
yes,
the lives
Lord
of the many that are tuning in today. Father, you know their needs. You know their heart. You know their list. You know, oh Father, whatever that they've been crying out to you, Father, from that time until today. Lord, I pray and I commit them to you. Maybe some of Father are rent, some are mortgage, some are bills to be paid, some of their business, Father, they don't know how to operate it again. It's coming to a close. Father, I pray and I commit them to you. Promotion in their workplaces, oh Father. We receive that breakthrough, oh Father, in their lives. Breakthrough in their finances, oh Father. Breakthrough in the property that they want to buy.
Amen.
Breakthrough
Jesus
in the property that they want to sell.
Shatta.
Breakthrough in the cars that they want to
buy.
Lord. Breakthrough in the cars, oh Father, that they want
Thank
to sell.
Jesus.
We call things as though they were. Amen. Lord, and we end, oh Father, this session with you this morning as we come in agreement, believing and receiving all these things, oh Lord, because we believe that you are God. Some of them, oh Father, looking for people to rent their place or to help them in their home.
Shatta.
Father, we call things as
Thank
though they are.
Jesus.
You will bring the best
Thank
because you
Jesus
are the greatest God ever.
Amen.
Lord, we pray. And we believe, according to the truth of your word in Romans 4:17, the one who calls the dead alive, that God that calls things that are not as though they are. We call those things, Father, as though they are. And we receive them today. We pray that prayer. We receive, our Father, believing today.
Receive
we
it
believe the unbeliever.
Receive it.
And we receive the impossible.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, we praise God for this morning.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wherever you are, it's a
oh,
time
hallelujah
to thank God.
Yeah.
If you're in a worship center zone, go to the altar. It's
thank
a time
you
to end. And as we say goodbye from here, we say thank you very much,
hallelujah,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting your people.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, have a blessed day. So we give him the glory and the honor and the praise. 2, 3.
Holy
Spirit,
we
thank you
in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus is
Lord. To
God
be
the
glory
forever
and
ever.
Amen.
From us here, from the studio, the team, from my television, Turek and Shuba, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Chovesa was here then. Pass on whatever money that you have, and I need you to get on the flight. Find your way down to Nandi. Find your way down to Nandi. And I called Chovesa, I called Maggie, made all the arrangements, and I said to myself, Lord, I'm sitting on a need, but I believe that you will do this.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sharing this because I believe you're sitting on a need, but God is there to listen to you today. And it happened. They came and they flew across. That's another testimony. They came with just a three quarters and, you know, the only clothes that they have on their body. And on the final night of our leaders' boot camp in Santa Rosa, on that particular night, as I was standing at the altar, and I said, Lord, You know, I helped this couple to come all the way, and the experience that they are experiencing today, I will not be able to do that for them or no any other opportunity. This is the only time. But I'm returning, and we are flying back, you know, the day after tomorrow. You need to look after the bill back at home for me, because I've used the money that is there to help them to come across. I stood at the altar. We finished. He prayed, and everything was done. We came and sat. As soon as I came and sat down, and we were about to have a refreshment, thank you, Talanga Sisisi Ronrondro. I have this Talanga Sisisi. She came. She sat beside me. And then she said, Auntie Rai, I've been burdened by the Holy Spirit to give this to you, to help you with my TV. And I said, thank you. And I said, you know, nobody else knew what I was standing at the altar, but God knew. Nobody else, not even my husband. I didn't tell anybody, but only God knew. And she gave me that envelope. And after she left, when I went back to the hotel, and I opened that envelope, it had $5,000 USA. Yes. So that $5,000, when you change it, it comes to 10,000 Fijian that actually meet the operating costs on that particular month as I return. So your need can be different from mine, but you need to believe, you need to receive. You need to look around and know that this God is there for you. Hallelujah. And don't ever lose hope. You'll be saying or telling us today, oh, we've prayed, we've served God for all this long. We can't seem to see anything. No, try him again. And I need you to try him again. And I need you to refresh your love for him. I need you to believe in him again.
Oh,
believe in him
do.
Once more today. So as we come to the end of the program, I will just pray with us today.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just commit, oh Father,
yes,
the lives
Lord.
Of the many that are tuning in today. Father, you know their needs. You know their heart. You know their list. You know, oh Father, whatever that they've been crying out to you, Father, from that time until today. Lord, I pray and I commit them to you. Maybe some of Father are rent, some are mortgage, some are bills to be paid, some of their businesses, Father, they don't know how to operate it again. It's coming to a close. Father, I pray and I commit them to you. Promotion in their workplaces, oh Father. We receive that breakthrough, oh Father, in their lives. Breakthrough in their finances, oh Father. Breakthrough in the property that they want to buy.
Amen.
Breakthrough in the property that they want to sell. Breakthrough in the cars that they want to
buy.
Lord. Breakthrough in the cars, oh Father, that they want
Thank
to sell.
Jesus.
We call things as though they were. Lord, and we end, oh Father, this session with you this morning as we come in agreement, believing and receiving all these things, oh Lord, because we believe that you are God. Some of them, oh Father, looking for people to rent their place or to help them in their home. Father, we call things as though they are. You will bring the best because you are the greatest God ever. Lord, we pray. And we believe, according to the truth of your word in Romans 4:17, the one who calls the dead alive, that God that calls things that are not as though they are. We call those things, Father, as though they are. And we receive them today. We pray that prayer. We receive our Father, believing today.
Receive
we
it.
Believe the unbeliever.
Receive it.
And we receive the impossible.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, we praise God for this morning.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wherever you are, it's a
oh,
time
hallelujah.
To thank God.
Yeah.
If you're in a worship center zone, go to the altar. It's
thank
a time
you.
To end. And as we say goodbye from here, we say thank you very much,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting your people.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, have a blessed day. So we give him the glory and the honor and the praise. 2, 3.
Holy
Spirit,
we
thank you in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus
is Lord.
To God
be
the
glory
forever and
ever.
Amen.
From us here, from the studio, the team, from my television, Turek and Shuba, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
In Jesus' name. Amen.